Persons listening to this show should experience varying degrees of euphoria and might radiate a warm glow of truth from their entire being. This phenomenon sometimes lasts hours after a typical brain massage. If you are listening with another lights on listener and they begin to glow, don't be concerned. This is a phenomenon normally associated with Pastor Scheidbach's patented brain massage technique and merely means the truth has set them free. Stand by. The Brain Massage Show is about to blow your mind.
Hello, I'm Jerry Scheidbach, pastor at the Lighthouse and your brain masseur. Get ready for your brain massage.
Truth served here, flavored with delectable wit, succulent sagacity, luscious logic, a gourmet meal for the mind.
Liberals are herders, and the emphasis on inclusivism in our schools is an effort to prepare our kids to live in their herds. Of course, the liberal elitists themselves are exclusivists. Inclusivism, well, that's just for the cattle. They separate themselves from the herd as the owners, the drivers, the feeders. So liberals don't like cattle that stray from the herd. They've got to reduce their sense of differentiation from one another. They don't like competitive sports, for example, because it creates an environment where certain persons can distinguish themselves from others as superior in certain abilities, leaving all others inferior. To neutralize this, everyone gets the same sized award, of course, all in the effort to prepare our children to live in their herd. Well, let us take a look at the elections, shall we? Friends like you, I'm getting bombarded with emails and snail mail alerting me to the need to support the Republican Party and warning me that the Dems are outspending the Republicans, in many cases something like 3-1. Now, I've explained my frustrations with the GOP lately. I'm not the only Christian conscience conservative who's having difficulty hanging in with the party. Huckabee recently has thrown out a threat to leave the party over the gay rights issue and abortion. California Republican leadership are Democrats in Reagan's clothing. And I know that you don't care about Christian conscience conservatives. Well, except that you want them to vote with you because you vainly suppose that we don't have any other choice. Well, keep it up, Gopers. And you will finally be right. We'll have no choice but to bolt from your wicked Satan-serving party and start our own Christian conservative party, anyone? That will give to the Christian conscience conservative an authentic choice. I mean, the liberals have finally driven us out of their so-called public schools. And now you, liberally inclined gopers, will eventually drive us out of your party, too. We started our own schools. And our kids on the whole are better educated than yours, better equipped for life than yours, with fewer social issues, fewer STDs, for example. And we can start our own party, too. And you gopers know exactly what that is going to mean to the grand old party. I mean, you'll really be a mess. You'll lose power to the Democrats for the next 2 decades, probably, before you can recover from that kind of a thing, if you ever recover, because the wicked only care about power, but the righteous care about principle. Now, you can keep a coalition of wicked folk together over the common cause of power. But you can't hurt Christians that way, not for very long. And you're wearing us out with your inclusivism. Let's include the gays by accommodating their agenda. Let's include the pro-abortion crowd by accommodating their agenda. A bunch of herders. Now, that will not work among principled men and women. Certainly not when they wake up and realize what you're up to. You see, the wicked embrace lying, cheating, stealing, consorting with evil, using evil to advance their agenda. But genuine Christians have a problem with that, okay? They might be fooled into going along with that kind of thing for a while. But at some point, they can't stomach it, okay? They just stand up from the table and walk away. Huckabee is very close to reaching that point right now. In response to the likes of once conservative point man Rand Paul, who recently threw pro-lifers and traditional marriage advocates under the bus, or kicked us to the side of the road, Huckabee said, quote, "If Republicans want to lose guys like me and a whole bunch of still God-fearing, Bible-believing people, go ahead and just abdicate on this issue. And while you are at it, go ahead and say abortion doesn't matter either, because at that point you lose me. I'm gone. I'll become an independent. I'll start finding people that have guts to stand. I'm tired of this," end quote. He went on to say, quote, "I'm utterly exasperated with Republicans and the so-called leadership of the Republicans who have abdicated on this issue when, if they continue in this direction, they guarantee they're going to lose every election in the future. Guarantee it," end quote. Now, you Christian gopers are out there dancing around the golden calves of the rest of them, you know, throwing your clothes off to your own shame. That's an analogy, by the way, to throwing off your once-cherished moral values. joining in the general revolt of this nation under God against nature and nature's God, worshiping your golden calves of do-your-own-thing hedonism and in-your-face rebellion against the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, whose gospel was the foundation of this country's founding, as Patrick Henry said, while the jihad-headed Muslims watch you, licking their lips and rubbing together their hands, fingers itching to throttle you or to behead you, preparing, literally preparing, to rise up and attack this country. And the great red dragon, China, eyeballing the prize, having now surpassed America as the world's number one economic powerhouse, and in something like 25 or so other ways as well. But there you go, gropers groping for power with the rest of them, circling with them around the golden calves of abortion, shedding innocent blood and perversity, unnatural unions and marriages and so on, ripping up your Bible and throwing it into God's face. And some of us are calling to you who is on the Lord's side and calling you to step out before the judgment falls, because it's coming. You've heard Hannity and Rush and many others of late come out and say similar things. I received an email. That's a laugh. I receive several hundred a week. And lately, many of them are asking me to join in their dance around the world's two golden calves, to support the abdication to the baby murdering crowd, and to support abdication to the gay agenda crowd. And I know many of my listeners are as frustrated as I am about this, so I thought we should speak to it today. Now, here's one email that says, could be ugly in the subject field. Now, this one from Mitt Romney. I agree. It's going to get real ugly if the GOP continues to take a sledgehammer to their base. This one goes on with good news and bad news. You know, it's a good news, bad news proposition. The good news is that, quote, House conservatives are in a position to win as many as 15 Democrat-held seats in key districts, end quote. And then he goes on. The bad news is, quote, Nancy Pelosi's campaign arm still has $33 million of cash advantage over us, end quote. So the answer to the bad news is, well, for me to give him some money. And they suggest here that I give him $50. But why should I do that? I mean, apparently the GOP believes they can win without my support. They've abandoned their pro-life and pro-marriage planks in their platform, planks upon which my 2 feet have stood. And those are two critical issues for me. I'm trying to figure out why the GOP thinks they need my money when they clearly don't believe they need my vote. Because there is no way I can use my vote to advance abortion and gay marriage or to abdicate the fight. Now, you're right. Those are not the only issues that matter. All right. I can hear see the rolling of the eyes and hear the, one string, whoever it is, however that goes. But these issues are deal breakers for me, bud. Besides, you can't name a single politician who equivocates on these issues that does not also cave in on financial or fiscal issues. Or haven't you paid attention? Because the same character that crumples under the pressure to compromise moral convictions will certainly crumple under the lower ones. If you agree that the value of protecting human life is a greater value than the value of handling our money responsibly, the fact is any so-called social values conservative who can throw the babies and marriage under the bus for political expediency cannot be trusted with your wallet. Or haven't you noticed that the more of these sorts of Republicans we send up there because they can win, the more ground we lose on every conservative issue, including the fiscal concerns? And here's another one from the party. The subject reads, "It's over." It offers me an opportunity to have my name placed on the founder's wall of the Ronald Reagan Republican Center in our nation's capital. How nice. Apparently, this, quote, once in a generation opportunity, end quote, is mine for a donation of $25. That must be a pretty small plaque. an 8-point inscription of the invoking Reagan. Not a bad idea. This is from the National Republican Senatorial Committee. But, Ted Cruz, whom I like and would support individually, by the way, but Ted's support for the NRSC notwithstanding. Were not they responsible for some anti-Tea Party propaganda a while back in Mississippi? And some other anti-Tea Party activity? Now, let's see if I understand what you're asking me to do, okay? You're using Reagan's legacy, okay, to manipulate me. Now, Reagan, you understand, was the Tea Party candidate of his generation. They didn't use that name, but that's what he was. He was despised by the GOP elite, who grudgingly tolerated him for his enormous popularity. So you want to use Reagan's name to motivate me to support a group that hates the Tea Party, a group of grassroots conservatives who are trying to influence the party to stay true to its Reagan heritage. Folks, do you see what you can see and notice when you remove yourself from the herd that is blindly dancing around the golden calves? So another well-named email, this one titled, "It's Over." Yeah, I guess it's over. You know, I'm not going to throw support to these national party organizations. I will pick and choose individual candidates and organizations like Liberty Council and some of the others whose conservative credentials are solid, and I'll give directly to them. Thank you very much. I truly hope the conservatives win and the liberals lose. I will support conservatives and oppose liberals, and it doesn't matter to me if they're GOP. I'm not dancing with the herd around your golden calves. Now, some of you out there might despise my Christian principles and call me a sheep. Well, so far as I'm concerned, you're a bovine. You're a pack animal. You know, like a wolf or a dog. Or like a hog, comfortable in this world's muck. So, okay, I'm a sheep. But I'm not your sheep. I answer the call of another shepherd. You see, that's a little something you don't understand about sheep. They hear their shepherd's voice and follow him. And I'll tell you where the real concern is here. Are there enough genuine sheep of Christ's pasture to make the real difference here? So I guess we're going to find out just how narrow is the way and how straight is that gate. We'll find out soon enough because the chief shepherd is crying out against you right now. Quote, "They have set up kings, but not by me," end quote. Hosea 8:4. Jesus Christ is the ordaining authority of Romans 13. And you're putting people into power in this government who are not ordained by God to hold it, who are in fact despised by him, and they will turn the power you give them on you and devour you. Christ will call his own out and leave the rest of you to be slaughtered. Read Ezekiel 9, okay? All right, folks, I'll be right back.
Reserve your seat at our November 14 Lights On Banquet. The winner of the God and Gunclingers Home Defense Kit this year gets a leather-bound Bible along with a Springfield Loaded 45 with 5-inch Parkerized barrel and night sights with case and two magazines. Call 1-888-770-8000. Succulent tri-tip meal and live performance of a brain massage. $10 per person. Seats are limited. Call today.
Churches have led our nation toward the ruin we face, and it's up to the churches to lead us back from destruction. God calls his people back to the old paths. Lighthouse Baptist Church is inviting God's people to join us on the old path. Call 347-9887 or go to santamarialighthouse.org for more information.
Reserve your seat at our November 14 Lights On Banquet. The winner of the God and Gunclingers Home Defense Kit this year gets a leather-bound Bible along with a Springfield Loaded 45 with 5-inch Parkerized barrel and night sights with case and two magazines. Call 1-888-770-8000. Succulent tri-tip meal and live performance of a brain massage. $10 per person. Seats are limited. Call today.
Satan is called the dragon and prince of the power of the air. The devil beware. Pastor Scheibach is on the air, swinging the sword of truth at the dragons of deceit, thrusting the blade of incisive insight into the belly of liberal lies, lies that blind man's mind in darkness. He wants to know if you have his back. Go to www.thebrainmassageshow.com and make your donation today, or mail it to Post Office Box 2803, Santa Maria, California, 93457. The devil beware. Pastor Scheibach is on the air.
Hello, welcome back. I'm Jerry Scheibach, pastor at the Lighthouse, your brain masseur, and Paul Revere's lantern lighter, lighting the lamps in the church belfry arch, singling the enemies on the march, an enemy that would steal from us our liberties. Well, in the last segment, we explained why the GOP is having so much trouble raising the money they need, and in an environment like this, it would seem surprising. But folks, liberals are herders, and the emphasis on inclusivism in our schools is an effort to prepare our kids to live in their herds. Of course, the liberal elitists themselves are exclusivists. Inclusivism, you see, that's for the cattle. They separate themselves from the herd as the owners, the drivers, and the feeders. And the bleeders. Liberals don't like things that differentiate people from one another. For example, they don't like competitive sports because it creates an environment where certain persons can distinguish themselves from others as superior in certain abilities, leaving others to be made to feel inferior. Oh my, what a tragedy. And to neutralize this, everyone gets the same sized prize or reward at the end of the season, right? Preparing people to live in the herd. Destroy what differentiates. Destroy what separates. Destroy what distinguishes one from another. A great way to do this is hype up inclusiveness. It sounds so, well, so inclusive. But there's great danger in this. The spirit of inclusiveness drives the gay rights agenda. The homosexual's behavior is contrary to nature and to nature's God, and both reject it. Both nature and God. Nothing is more natural than for a normal person whose natural sense has not been distorted and warped, whose natural conscience has not been perverted, for them to be repulsed at this kind of behavior. You see two guys kissing, and the natural instinct is to gag. But you have to discipline yourself, purposely condition yourself to accept this kind of thing. In short, you have to pervert your natural senses in order to accept this unnatural business of homosexuality. If you had any idea of what homosexuals do and what sort of behavior is involved in all this, it would make you sick to your stomach. I mean, unless you've already begun the process of distortion, numbing the conscience, degenerating or degrading your moral senses. Friends, think, there is a reason nature responds to homosexual acts with a vengeance of multiple diseases and even death. And there is a reason the Creator objects to it as unnatural and as an abomination, which, by the way, means it's a curse. But in the interest of inclusivism, because it seems bad that they should be, that is, homosexuals should be ostracized from society, and because, well, we can't have that. You know, we can't have anyone set outside the herd and scorned, because we've got to be inclusive. You know, therefore, we need to reorder society so that society includes these people and their perverse behavior. But consider the hypocrisy. Because at the end of the day, the only thing that is different is who will be marginalized, whose code of righteousness will prevail, to include some and exclude others. You know, for the world today, the code of righteousness is that people who exclude others, well, they're bad. And people who include everyone, well, they're good. So the excluders become the new bad people. Well, all that's happened is that now these are the people who deserve to be scorned and marginalized and separated from society as a whole to be ridiculed and rejected. I mean, don't you see what's happening? There's no difference at all between the two groups, except what constitutes righteousness, right and wrong, and what is the criteria by which we exclude someone. People will naturally exclude and include. That's what we do. It's just normal. And in other words, the inclusive mantra is a big fat lie. It has nothing to do with being inclusive and everything to do with simply changing who is included and who is excluded. Persons who are perverted are to be included, and those who object to this perversion are to be excluded. That's all. They just turned it around. Well, you know what? God will exclude you. He will say, "Depart from me, ye workers of iniquity." Anyway, so our courts have decided to allow to stand a lower court ruling that virtually cuts the legs off states who want to exclude homosexuals from marriage, even though the word marriage has never in millennia included same-sex couples. It's always been an exclusive relationship between a man and a woman, based on nature and on nature's God. I mean, the nuts and bolts of it, friends, they're all very basic and obvious. The man is made for the woman, and the woman is made for the man. This was something done by the Creator. Like the nut is made for the bolt, and the bolt for the nut. The nut cannot become one with another nut, and a bolt cannot become one with another bolt. But a bolt can become a unit, can you join and become one with a nut. A man cannot become one with another man. A woman cannot become one with another woman. All you have is a couple of nuts hanging out with each other. Okay, har har. No bond, no union. You mock me? You say, well, you just don't get it. A man can couple with another man. Really, you want to go there? I grew up around machinists, my friend. My dad worked in several machine shops as a welder. He was electron beam tech, you know, high-end welding, using the electron beam and a vacuum and all that stuff, wearing the white smock, hands in space-looking gloves, working in a huge glass tube for a kid that looked real sci-fi, pushing the buttons and all that. So I'd hang out with him often at his work, and I was often then around machine shops. I can tell you what happens when you attempt to thread a bolt into a nut not threaded for that bolt. Okay. You know, where the threads aren't compatible? Well, you'll destroy the bolt, or the nut, or both. It doesn't work. That's why you have so many diseases in your body, those of you who practice this behavior. It doesn't work. It's contrary to nature and to nature's God. You were not designed for homosexuality. You were designed for marriage between a man and a woman. Years ago, I warned all who would listen to me that the homosexual agenda would pervert everything it touched. Look what it has done in the schools. I mean, they've gone insane. Here in California, Governor Brown, like a lunatic, orders schools to allow children to choose their own gender. So if a male kid believes he's a girl, he's allowed to use the girls' facilities and so on. In sports, it's become a nightmare, with transgendered girls, who are boys that say they're girls, having an unfair advantage in sports because, in fact, they're not girls, they are boys. And now this. Here's an article titled, "Gender Inclusive School District Says Drop Boys and Girls, Call Kids Purple Penguins." Quote. Now, the teachers are instructed, quote, Don't use phrases such as boys and girls, you guys, ladies and gentlemen, and similarly gendered expressions to get kids' attention, end quote. And instead of having children line up as boys and girls, these teachers at Lincoln Public Schools in Nebraska, the children are asked to line up according to whether they like skateboards or bikes or whether they like milk or juice. In those cases where it is impossible to avoid reference to gender, the teachers are told to say, quote, boy, girl, both, or neither, end quote. I'm not kidding you. Get your children out of these public schools. They are insane, and they're run by lunatics, and they're going to mess your kids up. They've been distorted by the homosexual agenda, conditioning our children to, well, to be a bunch of nuts. The writer of this article, Todd Starnes, concludes his article with this question. Quote, what's a gender-neutral term for morons, end quote. Todd, that's already a gender-neutral term. I noticed that the reason given for insisting on this gender neutrality programming of our children in the public schools was, quote, to help all kids succeed, end quote. So in order to help kids succeed, we need to completely confuse them about gender? I thought we were confusing them enough with this business of 2 + 2 = 4 sometimes. Anyway, I thought this was interesting because back in the 1980s, there was a Nebraska senator named Pete Hoagland who in a radio interview said, quote, fundamental Bible-believing people do not have the right to indoctrinate their children in their religious beliefs because we, the state, are preparing them for the year 2000, when America will be part of a one-world global society and their children will not fit in, end quote. You see, they've got to get our kids ready to fit in to the herd. Well, thankfully, his prophecy about America being part of a one-world government failed. Meanwhile, think for a minute about the geopolitical environment in which all of this is happening in this country. Noted, America is in a moral freefall, with her moral compass spinning, unable to get a fix on anything true north, with our schools unable to call boys boys and girls girls. I think we've reached a new level of stupid, a level that might be terminal. And notice what's developing right alongside of that. Isn't that obvious now to everyone that Obama has no intention of stopping ISIS? That, in fact, he never did. That, sadly, it is becoming increasingly clear that I was correct in my earlier assessment that the only reason Obama has given the ISIS invasion any attention is to provide cover for Democrats in the upcoming election. Have you heard the reports? ISIS is making major headway in all their objectives. Our air attacks are too little too late. Our targets are so restricted as to be virtually meaningless and ineffective against the advance of ISIS. I am absolutely convinced that is by design. In fact, as I speak, Islamic State fighters are, quote, threatening to overrun Iraq's Anbar province, end quote. And according to the Clarion Project, ISIS cells are already in Baghdad. So who cares? Well, maybe you should, since recently we discovered that 10 ISIS fighters were caught crossing our border into Texas, leaving open the question how many have got across that didn't get caught. Maybe you should care, since it has recently been discovered that the current imam of the Dar al-Hijra Mosque in Falls Church, Virginia, Shaker el-Sayed, is an operative of the Muslim Brotherhood, leader in what has been discovered to be a 30-year plan. Hatched back about 25 years ago to overtake America. This plan, its principle in Islam is called Maruna. It refers to a strategy whereby Muslims would infiltrate key positions of power and gain access and influence in the lives of key persons of power to slowly advance their agenda to bring America under Sharia. Quote, Maruna was designed to catapult and advance Sharia by using Western means, end quote. And one step in their plan is to begin training warriors within our borders to rise up at the key moment and attack. Second, you've heard the news by now that China has been officially declared to be the largest economy in the world, reducing America to second place. China has taken the lead in some other very important areas as well. They have the advantage in trade. We sold $121 billion to them, but we bought $440 billion from them. In 1998, the U.S. had 25% of the world's high-tech export market, and China only had 10%. Today, China has twice the amount of high-tech exports as the U.S. Did you know China is now the number one gold importer, the number one gold producer, the number one owner of foreign currency reserves, the global leader in patent filings? Wow, that's far more significant than I have time to explain right now. And 85% of all artificial Christmas trees are made in China. Horror! But now, this is serious. China produces 11 times more steel than the United States, twice as much cotton. Their economy, if trends continue as they are, will be 3 times larger than the U.S. economy by 2040, maybe even sooner. China is using its wealth to buy up land in the U.S. Here's an article titled, 45 Signs That China is Colonizing America, end quote. You got to read through these. Do you think it's merely a coincidence that while we continue degrading our culture morally, we are being degraded in virtually every other criterion? Friend, the spiritual and the physical intersect. You cannot abandon the moral issues without compromising the integrity of this nation's economy and national security. Hey, GOP, you cannot go dancing around the golden calves of rebellion against God, dancing around the golden calf of abortion and the golden calf of the homosexual agenda, rocking out with the Dems and not expect to pay a price for that. Okay, friends, I've got to close. If you want to receive an indexed audio CD of this show, what that means, by the way, is you can see you'll have an index that shows you where I'm saying what, and you can skip through to get right at the parts you want to show your friends. Together with my show notes that include, by the way, all my resources that are used for the show, send a gift of $10 to help with broadcast costs, along with your mailing address, of course, to 1310 West Bedarravia Road, Santa Maria, California. The zip is 93455, or you can call 1-888-770-8000 and leave a message on our message response hotline indicating that you would like to have the CD plus show notes deal, or just say the CD deal, and we'll call you back for the information we need. By the way, we can take credit card and debit card orders over the phone, or you can go to our website and make payment there using the donate button. Go to thebrainmassageshow.com, scroll down along the right, you'll see a donate button. Also, the Brain Masseur desires the pleasure of your company at our third annual Lights On Banquet, November 14 at the Lighthouse. Enjoy a succulent tri-tip meal served up by Have It Wired owner Lou Silva and a chance to win a .45 loaded Springfield pistol with night sights, beautiful beaverwood grain grips, a stunning addition to your collection provided by our friends at Pat's Automotive with a beautiful leather-bound Bible provided by the Lighthouse. To the winner of our God and Gun Clinger Home Defense Kit this year. Oh, and of course, you'll be treated to a live performance of the Brain Massage Show. Call 1-888-770-8000. That is 1-888-770-8000 to make reservations. $10 per seat, and seats are limited, so call right away. Gold ambassadors are already taking their seats, so you'll need to call right away to secure yours, or you'll be excluded. Sorry, that's just the way we roll around here. I have lit the lamps in the church belfry arch, and now you let me know you see that they are on. Call 1-888-770-8000 and say lights on if you agree with what I'm saying. Lights off if you disagree. I want to hear from you. Lights on or lights off. Call our toll-free number 1-888-770-8000. Or if you prefer to email me, go to our website, thebrainmassageshow.com, thebrainmassageshow.com, or just Google Brain Massage. You'll find me. If you're in a hurry, you can give me a lights on or lights off when you call and hang up. But if you will, please leave a message. Tell me what you think of the show. And don't forget to reserve your seats at the November 14 Lights On Banquet. And if you want the CD Plus deal that I offered earlier, let me know. We'll get back to you and take care of that for you. God bless you. God save America. And I'll see you in church.
Reserve your seat at our November 14 Lights On Banquet. The winner of the God and Gun Clingers Home Defense Kit this year gets a leather-bound Bible along with a Springfield loaded .45 with 5-inch Parkerized barrel and night sights with case and 2 magazines. Call 1-888-770-8000. Succulent tri-tip meal and live performance of a brain massage. $10 per person. Seats are limited. Call today.
For a complete brain massage experience, tune in Saturdays at 7:30 a.m. and go to www.thebrainmassageshow.com. The Brain Masseur is waiting to massage your brain with scintillating insights.